I've been talking about the return to practice with Nick Chubb. And it is the second you add Nick Chubb to any equation for Browns fans, the confidence just goes through the roof.
100%, right? I mean, he is Superman. And this gentleman, when he is on the field, one of the most electric football players that we've had in a Browns uniform. The unfortunate part, having two major surgeries now on his knees where he needs to be able to juke side to side, it has taken a toll to him.
Well, and here's the thing. We'll see. Like, to what you said there, it makes a lot of sense that at 28 years old, going on, I think, 29 now, two major knee injuries. These injuries, when they happen, when you're older, it's tougher to come back from. That's what people say. I've never had one. Don't really want one. But what's interesting about this is this idea of, will Nick Chubb save the Browns offense? I just don't see it. And that's no disrespect to Nick. He's going to be facing his own battle of trying to reestablish himself as a great back, even if he hits the ground running. Like, this offense needs to be about Deshaun. And this offense, even if Nick Chubb runs for 150 yards a game when he comes back, you're still going to end up leaving points on the field and potentially losing games if you're not catching the football and you're not blocking up front.
I think Nick Chubb does help open up the offense, though, you know, in a major way, because they haven't had a running game so far this year in the first four games. But
so you think he'll save the offense?
I don't know if he'll save the offense. I think he'll help complement it. But here's the other take, too, is that having two major knee injuries and being a featured back, you're expected to get that ball. The first time he gets hit, that might be the tail sign. Maybe it's the second time he gets hit, you know, in the lower extremity. So that is going to be a huge proponent moving forward, is can he take those hits and can he bounce back and then continue to run it?
So the funny thing about this is, I'm actually not cynical that Nick can be great. I think I might be the only person that's like, it's Nick Chubb and I'll bet against that dude when I have to bet against that dude. So, like, this is not my cynicism is more about, does it help the margin of error if Nick Chubb comes back and runs great? Yes. Do I think it'll be a shot in the arm? Of course. You know, I think they really love Nick in that locker room. I think you saw it, how they lost that Steelers game. It was tough to kind of stay afloat because of the emotional toll that it took losing him in that Pittsburgh game. Same thing being said. On one hand, I think if anyone's going to save the offense, it's going to be Deshaun. And when I say save it, I mean he's going to have to lift everybody up, and he's going to have to lead them past the drops. He's going to have to make up for the fact that they can't block. And maybe over time, that starts to take some of the pressure off those guys that aren't performing, and they can just get back to playing football.
Well, looking at it from a perspective of injury, you know, Deshaun Watson's still coming back from a shoulder injury, and little by little, he's getting better and better each week and each day. Nick Chubb coming off of major knee injury and surgery. So having both of those guys in the backfield, yes, it helps equate what the offense needs to look like. But the shot in the arm for me is if Nick Chubb comes back, and let's say he's 80 or 90% of Nick Chubb of the past, maybe it gives the defense that jolt that they need as well to be able to play better half on that side of the football.
So I can see that from like the time of possession, but I continue to come back. Like, I'm not doubting Nick. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to be really good. Maybe it's not week one. You just never know. Like, kind of what you were pointing out there. You just never know. But I just think when it comes to, I think the expectation in town is that he does. And I think that's fair to Nick. You know, I mean, when you even look at the offense, and I know this is how the money breaks up, is Nick even like top three, top four in you know, yearly average salary? Because I know Amari's above him. I think Njoku's above him. I think he got four offensive linemen that make as much, if not more, than him. And then there's Deshaun. So, like, it's one of those things where I know what we think about Nick. And again, he's going to be good. I am pretty confident he's going to be good. But I hate the idea, and I do wonder, there's a part of me that wonders, like, because when you see greatness, like unequivocal greatness, like unchallenged greatness, the easy thing is to wait for that guy. I think Deshaun's waiting for him, by the way. But there is a part of me that wonders if anyone in that locker room, because of what he means to them, might be waiting or might be holding, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't think, and because I here's the thing, I don't think winning and losing should determine when Nick Chubb comes back. I think what should determine when Nick Chubb comes back is when Nick Chubb is truly ready to take the hits necessary.
Well, and that's going to be a big proponent, because if you wait, and let's say you lose this game this Sunday, you lose next weekend against the Eagles, so now you're 1-5 at this point. You know, do you look at Nick Chubb and say, okay, we really, really need you to get back on the field? Now you're trying to push one of your higher elite players. Maybe he's not ready 2 weeks from now. We don't know that until, like you said, when Nick Chubb is ready, he'll put himself on the field. He'll have conversations, you know, with Ken Dorsey and with Kevin Stefanski and the medical staff and saying, okay, I'm ready now.
Well, and here's the thing. This is, and I think the Browns are like historically bad at this, trusting the player to make the decision. And sometimes I think it's because they've wanted to trust the player because they've secretly, they've been a little desperate. I wish the Browns were a lot better at protecting guys from injuries. Somebody should have been in the adult in the room that wasn't Baker Mayfield and gone and said, bud, love you, love your grit, sit your ass on the bench. And had they, you never would have gotten into business with Deshaun Watson. You never would have, because so much about why that thing fell apart was the tension on that injury, him playing through it, him deciding week in, week out that he was going to play in that injury, and the mess that came with it. So that was a moment where an adult, a leader needed to step up. I think there have been time with other guys. I think even at points Deshaun last year, where Deshaun's going to make the decision. Well, when you leave it up to the player to make the decision, that's when he tells you 3 hours before kickoff he can't go because his arm is in too much pain.
Well, and I think that's tough to put it on the player too, because they want to be out there. You know, they're competing for W's, they're competing for playoff status, they're competing for a Super Bowl at some point. You know, so when you're looking at it from a player perspective, they want to be out there as much as they can. They're going to mask the pain. They're going to sugarcoat it as best they can just to be out on the field with their teammates.
So I think, though, that word desperation, and 216-474-0092, if Nick Chubb, let's say, okay, I don't think he's going to, but if they said Nick Chubb was going to play on Sunday, would you pick the Browns to win the game? Like, if you think this looks like a loss to you right now, and all of a sudden news came out, the banners went up, Nick Chubb's returning, would it change your thoughts on this game on Sunday? Because I do think, listen, I understand the pressure involved in football. Haven't played it. If you pay attention enough, you'll get that it is a pressure cooker, and that's why coaches sometimes say the dumb thing. It's why sometimes you see panic from really smart, really well-adjusted people, because the reality is it's hard to win. It's hard to win consistently, and if you're in a position of weakness, it gets even harder. But I think sometimes the Browns have allowed to, and I'll say, trading for Deshaun, they talked themselves into, they were desperate. And that desperation led them to do an ill-advised thing. On one hand, they did everything they could to get Deshaun. So that is, hey, we're doing everything we can. On the other hand, you could have made it work with Baker. Leadership, and especially when you get to the offseason, the pressure subsides. And because somebody leaked the we're looking for an adult in the room thing, which I'm going to go ahead and say Baker didn't love, and that came to light, you put yourself in a position of desperation. You weren't. You had a quarterback under contract for another year of his contract. You had a guy 2 years ago that you had been in the playoffs with, and you allowed yourself to act desperately, which meant being the only team willing to go to $230 million. Like, and basically forcing Deshaun's hand to say, hey, man, like, you don't really want to be here, but we want you to be here, and we're going to do anything we can make it. Now, that I don't think that affected the outcome.
Right.
But again, that was a position where you acted out of desperation.
Well, and I think not only desperation, though, they kind of outbid themselves.
Yes.
You know, there was not a whole lot of other teams they were even going to think about. Number one, the trade picks that they were giving up. But number two, the guaranteed contract side of it. So, you know, when you look at players like this right now, it's not Deshaun Watson's fault that he got that money by any means. But it also relies on him being the quarterback, trying to be the face of this franchise right now and get them off the slide and be able to win some games.
The difference between a win and a loss for the Browns can't be Nick Chubb coming back.
No, it can't be. I don't think it is. I don't think if you bring Nick Chubb back this weekend, I don't think that guarantees you a W by any means. It still comes back to, and we talked about it earlier, and you brought it up, the defensive side of the football has to step up their game. They can't be on the F alert, you know, by any means.
That's fraud alert. Just real quick. I mean, they can be on that other F alert if they'd like to be.
One, right?
They're young, successful athletes, and more power to them. But I don't think this is the game where you feel the desperation.
I wouldn't even if he was completely ready at 100%, and Nick Chubb is like, hey guys, I'm ready. Give me the ball. I still don't put him in this game. Give him another week of being on the field, practicing, taking some hits maybe, you know, light hits, you know, but at least getting his feet underneath him and that ground going, and put him in the following week.
So the number one thing that I really care about is that when you decide to bring back Nick, it is not related to if you lose or if you win. So meaning, I think if you lose this game, there is going to be real desperation. And that is the scenario where if you're feeling pressure, if you're maybe a little desperate, that you could bring him back, and I don't want to say before he's ready, but before everybody's ready. And that can't happen. It just can't. Like, Nick needs to be out there when everybody agrees that he's ready. And this can't be results-based. And I do think the organization, it's the last remaining holdout of some dysfunction from, you know, days gone by. They have acted in desperation one too many times over the last 3 years with Kevin Stefanski. I need to see that happen differently. Because if it goes out and it's apparent he's not ready, or if he gets dinged up on that first thing, the number one thing I'm going to think is, you rushed him back. And maybe that's not fair, but I do think that those are the stakes. So I'm sure we're not going to know. Because listen, they don't tell us a damn thing. They you know, prefer their veil of secrecy, which is fine. That is their prerogative. And in fairness, they probably have earned this because they're not good at talking about injuries. Deshaun's entirety of the situation last year kind of proves that. He's going to play. He's not going to play. He's going to play. He's week to week. And then we didn't see him. And then all of a sudden, no, he's totally fine. And now it's a broken shoulder. So I understand why they're skittish. But my word of caution is Nick Chubb's return cannot be based on the result of any of the next three games.
No, and I would agree there too. And I got to thinking about this, you know, from an injury perspective. There's checkpoints that the medical staff goes through with players. I mean, I remember on the baseball side of it, coming back from Tommy John, there was checkpoints. I had to throw certain feet. And then once I felt good, I had to go and throw certain feet from there. And once I got to a certain point, okay, well, now you can throw flat grounds. And then from flat grounds, you can throw mound work. And then from mound work, you go into sim games, and then you face live opponents. So similar on the football side, there's got to be some checkpoints that Nick Chubb has to go through. And as long as he's hitting all those check marks, then put him on the field. If he's not ready to be put on the field yet, whether it's his decision or the medical staff, make sure that you understand that those checkpoints are being hit, though.
Well, and I think people misinterpret 100% healthy to think 100% ready.
Right.
And those, I mean, I think, like, I even think if we view it through the Deshaun lens, I think Deshaun's 100% healthy. But I think he's working his way back to readiness, as you've talked about from your own experience with that shoulder, of it takes a while to get that tightness out of there. And even when you get the tightness out of there, just to retrain your muscle of, this is what a 5-yard pass looks like. This is what a 10-yard pass looks like. This is what a 20-yard pass looks like. And that's why it's uneven. I don't know what's accuracy with Deshaun in the way of, you're not accurate. It's no, you're relearning accuracy. I know it's different when it's a knee. It's the same conversation. It's 100% ready versus 100% healthy. When he's 100% ready and 100% healthy, deploy big dog. That's when we're talking about. 216-474-0092. So would the Browns record, or should the Browns record influence the impact of when Nick Chubb comes back and that Nick Chubb timeline. More from you guys, and it grinds my gears. No, we're not stealing Baskin and Phelps' bit. Kind of. Next on 92.3 The Fan.